Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The DH, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The DH, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Thurmond. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Cangallosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangallosi. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Heath steals second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Carlton Heath moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salazar moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Salazar scores. Guillen moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Lemon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ray Searage now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Collins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Collins steals third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball towards right. Baines catches it and throws to home to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Campbell, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-3 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger S. Stadium in Detroit.